before we partake of the bread and wine, we're all conscious of the fact that it's Christmas time. A time where we think of family and loved ones and we give them gifts. And we have great excitement when we're opening the gifts, you can see it. And being weak human beings, the more costly the gift, the more pleased we are. And we open our gift and we say, well, he must or she must really appreciate me for to get a gift as costly as this. Now, Christmas is supposed to be a time to remember Christ's birth. We know he wasn't born at Christmas, but it's good to remember his birth. The most extraordinary thing in this is, and the thing that's emphasized in Scripture, is his death, burial, and resurrection. Because through that, we have our salvation. And we look at the cost of gifts we get from our families and our friends, and we're delighted with the expense they have gone to. And I'm just going to ask you, today, this morning, before we partake of the bread and wine, can we think about the cost of our salvation? What it cost God, the Father, and what it cost his Son? The greatest gift that anybody can receive, the gift of eternal life. The gift that makes us brothers and sisters of the Lord, who humbled himself, came out of the majesty of heaven, took on human form, human flesh. He did it known from eternity past that he was going to die on the cross. An ignominious from the point of view of those around him. An ignominious and shameful death as a criminal on the cross. And he done it for us. And he rose again in his glory. And in that resurrection is proof that the same resurrection is awaiting us. I just want to read a few verses from Matthew 26, at verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and finding them asleep, and said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. This shows the emotional turmoil before his crucifixion that the Lord was going through. Terry mentioned the fact that it tells us in Scripture, he cried out, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? The Lord, at that moment in time, bore all our sins, past, present, and to come. And he made us, in God's eyes, righteous sons of his. You know, this by his grace and mercy. You know, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Amazing grace indeed. Amen.